I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, well, we'll get started this morning. We'll open the Roma Municipal Utilities Commission meeting on Monday, July 10, and I think we're right on board for 11:45 a.m. And I'll look at Beth. She's got attendance all marked down.
Yes.
Okay, and Ross is absent today with excused absence, so we're good to go. We're good to go there. Then I'll look for the consent agenda. That includes our additions, our minutes, and our financial payments, liabilities there. And so I would look for someone to move for the resolution to approve the consent agenda.
I'll move to, or actually make a resolution to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay. A resolution has been made to approve the consent agenda. I would look for a discussion here. Anything that any of you have questions on at this time?
Madam Chair, I'd like to point out one payment. It's the U.S. Bank, page one.
Okay.
That payment is for wind turbines. It's interest is 138, principal's 550,000 for a total of 688,000. That payment, principal is made once a year, July, and interest is payment is due twice a year, which is January and July. So other than that, that's the only comment that I have on our bills, unless there's additional questions from the commission.
Madam Chair, just go ahead, Justin.
We'll go with Justin, then we'll go with you, Dan, okay?
Thank you, Madam Chair. John, looking at this on page three, towards the end, Midwest Mechanical Solutions, looks like we've got some of the repairs to the cooling tower. Was that in relation to cells 5 and 6? And do we have a, is that complete, or what's the status of that?
Commissioner Madden, if I can yield that to John Folkadal, he could provide greater detail than I can with that invoice.
Thank you, Commissioner Madden, for the question. Yes, it is a cell 5. As you know, we had the splash fill replaced earlier during overhaul. The original quote for that, was about $71,000, and that's what that came in at, just to replace the splash fill. This is for replacing the rotting wood, basically, the structural members within cell 5 that needed replacement. So the total was just under $100,000 and just about identical to the cost to do the same work for number 6 last year.
Thank you.
And one question that I had was on page 3, there was the supply water works and it's the meter there. And again, I was under the impression that they were all bought and just sitting in there waiting to be installed. And then John clarified that it was that they come in shipments to be installed.
Correct.
And I also noticed, go ahead, Dan.
I don't want to interrupt you, so go ahead.
No, I'm done.
Okay. So it's actually just a real technical question for Denise. I have noted that since we moved to the new system and all that, like in this particular case, the top 13 transactions show wire. They're not technically wire transfers, are they more or less electronic payments? Okay.
Mostly electronic payments.
Okay.
Yeah. In the past, prior to me being here, they would just do a journal entry. From my perspective, it's easier to run them through the AP as a wire, because we have that option in the software, and it's just cleaner, easier to balance the bank statement, that kind of thing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, let me know. My turn.
Okay.
All right. And I did notice on the meeting minutes also that Dan was noted and Justin was noted as far as coming and going on that one. Any other questions from anyone else? Okay, then I would look for you to take roll call, Beth.
Certainly. Commissioner Weber?
Aye.
Holtz?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. And then we'll go on to the next portion of our agenda that has a lot of information with it, and we'll start out with the Planning Committee meeting minutes, and Justin, if you'd take care of that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Planning Committee met on Friday, June 30th at noon. Our first and primary item of discussion for the day was in regards to the water treatment plant and the preliminary design, specifically in relation to the Northeast plant, but to the overall system as well. Just a little bit of background there, as we've been moving forward with this project over the last year or so, and are now in the preliminary design phase, it was realized that with some of the salty discharge issues that are coming up and going to be facing, potentially, well, that are facing the city and the wastewater treatment plant, some things were noted that we could potentially take some action here now with the treatment of the water to help address at least a portion of that down the road. And so with that information, that's kind of the basis for what we're looking at and discussed here. So what we went through is, as we take a look at the minutes, kind of discussing the project overall, the historic operation and performance of the treatment plants. We got a brief update on regulatory review, including manganese regulations that may be changing coming up, the condition assessment of the existing facilities, the salty discharge, which I just mentioned, and then, of course, the overall preliminary design of the project itself. And then in relation to this, potential funding sources and grants that we could be looking at as it relates to the salty discharge. So as we look into that, there was four primary concerns in terms of levels that we want to be looking at when it comes to our water. One of those is the bicarbonate limitations. Second is chloride limits. The third is the water hardness and total dissolved solids. And then the fourth is specific conductance. Some of the advantages and disadvantages of softening at the wastewater treatment plant were also discussed. As we know, the operational and capital costs are also going to be a concern, so we've had discussion on that. And just kind of went through some of the variations. So as we look at the breakdown here, the bullet points down below, the projected cost for the Northeast treatment plant, this is an entire project assessment, and this about doubles what we were initially projecting for the plant itself. So the additional treatments could potentially double the cost. With that, though, again, the big thing here is that we're looking at, if we proceed with that, the possibility to be able to get grants to cover some of these costs. And so as we have these discussions, looking at loans, grants, and other creative approaches, part of the discussion that we had was, if we go ahead and move forward with at least pursuing the grants, then we'll know kind of where we come into line, and we'll have further discussion, of course, on what we want to actually do with the treatment plants themselves moving forward. Overall, this would delay the project by about a year. That was not a huge concern. We felt, staff felt, that was something that we can certainly work with, and that it's worth pursuing at least what we can do for funding on this additional information. Along with this, of course, there's going to be a lot of education that's required within the community and with a lot of the providers in the community of water softeners and salt, for example, just to let folks know that overall there will need to be some change. We're looking at long-term planning, but we need to address this sooner than later. There had been a presentation earlier that same day as well with Corolla and in the city. And the city is definitely on board. We realize that this needs to be a collaborative effort with the city, and that this is a community thing. It's not just a utility issue to be concerned about. So everybody's definitely looking at their part and what needs to be done with this moving forward. There was a brief update in terms of the rate study as well as the cost for the rates of water. And we did not do anything, just as a reminder, last year, even though that was kind of originally recommended that we do an increase last year in water. I think we only proceeded with the 2015 rate increase. So that's going to be something that we're going to have to further discuss as well in terms of our current rates in water. So with that, and we'll probably have a little bit more information following this, and I will note that in your packets, both of the presentations to the Planning Committee and to the city are in there, excuse me, as well as a few other slides that have been pulled out. So that's available for review. But I guess with this, we are going to be recommending as a planning committee that that we proceed with at least pursuing these grants and see what we might qualify for and what might be available to us. So we can go through that in a little bit more detail here following the minutes. From there, we got one more quick update on the SCADA system upgrade. Again, this is our hardware and software that addresses kind of the heart of the operations of the utilities. This came up at our previous meeting. And out of that, there was a few things related to the hardware costs, or a couple of hardware costs, that just weren't quite adding up at the time, so we requested that that go back to the provider's OSI, and they cleared up a couple of concerns there in terms of the hardware cost. So we are recommending that we move forward with staff's recommendation to accept the bid, including options 4, 5, and 6, and those will be outlined here later as well. But we felt that all the concerns that we had initially on that have been addressed. Finally, we had one miscellaneous update, and this is as it relates to the stormwater project behind the power plant. We have heard preliminary from the PCA that this project probably can be put off or shelved indefinitely. Excuse me, but we're waiting for final word on that, and John might have an update today on that. I'm not sure if he's heard that final update yet or not. But with that, we adjourned at 1:02 p.m., and I would stand for any questions.
Okay, and with there's quite a bit of detail in the handouts and stuff that perhaps John could explain a little bit more. And so before we move on and approve the minutes as per se, because the recommendations are that you'll be making that recommendation after the approval of the minutes would be that you'd make that recommendation. So at this point, we'll just approve the minutes and then look for further discussion and then get down to that approving of the grant research and that type of thing. So at this point, I would just look for a motion to approve the Planning Committee meeting minutes at this time.
I would move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay. Motion made and second to accept a Planning Committee meeting minutes. any further discussion at this time of those? Otherwise, I'll call for a vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And then motion approved for the Planning Committee. Now I'd like between Justin and Joel and probably John, the three to go and give us a little bit more of an update and explaining that to the detail of the additional handouts that were provided to us.
If I could maybe just pass it right off to John to do the introduction. And
all right. Thank you, Commissioner Manner. At our planning, at the conclusion of our Planning Committee meeting, we talked about how do we summarize the presentation to the Commission as a whole so the Commission has a greater understanding of the process and the challenge that we have to meet here as we go forward. And we felt that the next three slides that are in your agenda package titled Stepwise Approach, Capital Costs, and Project Costs for the Northeast Water Treatment Plant would be the appropriate slides to focus on. So we included those in your packet today that we're going to spend more time on and provide more detail as a summary to the presentation that was presented both to the city staff as well as to the Planning Committee this past week. So with that, I'll turn it over to Joel Bregelman, our water plant, water department supervisor. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Commission. Actually, what we're going to show you here is a stepwise approach. And actually, we've been doing this steps already. If you remember back in 2012, when we actually did the pilot study, 2016, we actually replaced the media at the Southwest Treatment Plant in preparation for this. And now this year, we're actually recoding and doing the maintenance on the Wilmer Avenue Tower. The reason that is we try not to take two parts of our system out at the same time. Okay? So the next step is they're actually finishing the preliminary design, and is the last part of this is actually we're incorporating some of the things we can do to maybe change the salty discharge parameters. So just to explain the slide a little bit, the public education and the high efficiency softeners, that's already incorporated into the city's comprehensive water management plan. Those steps are already will be looked at in years 5 and 6 and beyond, because part of that permit is to actually be looking at and improving those discharge limits as we go forward. Shifting from the Southwest Treatment Plant to the Northeast Treatment Plant. The difference is currently we produce about 35% of the water from our Northeast Treatment Plant. The water there is much softer, I shouldn't say much, probably 30% softer than in Southwest. Right there alone helps us on those limits, and even our future water supply, which we already have an area designated out by our North Pump Station, is similar in water to our Northeast Treatment Plant. So even the future growth would technically be slightly softer water than we currently have, which in turn, your softeners work less, you produce less salt in discharge limits. Okay, that's the theory behind all this. Okay? And the stepwise approach actually is, we don't know how the community will accept these changes. Nobody buys in if nobody replaces their softeners, or the people that sell salt continue to churn them up and use twice as much salt as you need. We're not going to be at the limits. Okay? And that's why we can adjust as we go forward how we do our steps. And we get to the very end, the bicarbonates are not affected by softeners. We would have to deal with that specifically in the treatment plants. I'll cover that a little bit later in the cost. Okay? So if we get to the end down the road and we are real close to meeting these parameters, we have a couple options. To make some small changes at the waste treatment plant by probably softening a portion of the water, but there's disadvantages of that because there's cost and you don't get to realize the advantages of softer water. Or actually making other changes through identifying where the stuff is coming from. There's all kinds of options when we get further down the road. That's why we prefer the step approach. Any questions on that so far? Okay, maybe we can go to the next slide. Project cost. When we get to the end, here are some of the possibilities that could happen if we do end up putting in softener. At the southwest, you see it's 2.6, northeast is 2.2, but we'd also have to put in the dewatering at both plants, which is 1.9 and 1.3 million. Now, this does not include any cost for area. If you notice out at the southwest well field, you know, we have ball diamonds and everything else on our, you know, it could possibly take some of those areas or purchasing new land for the area that we would need for the dewatering. So there are significant costs in softening. Okay? It's possible there's nothing in here for additional personnel, because if we went to softening plants, we would probably become a 24-hour man plant, which none of this cost is in there. Okay? And at the end of the meeting, Justin asked for a breakdown, one more slide, of the how we got to doubling the cost. The original cost was $4.2 million. The sulfuric acid system, which is basically set in there just for the bicarbonates. Okay? And that's where we would hopefully qualify for some grants, and we would expect that to be picked up, because if we don't, that is one of the things that would probably be pulled out of there, because that also comes with an operating cost of about $125,000 just for chemicals. The additional building that's in there is due to the fact that we've had some interest in some land, and there's possibly some wet industries coming out into our new industrial park. That's just a possibility. If they came before we had our treatment plant done, we wouldn't be able to shut the treatment plant off and meet our winter demand. We would actually have to add on and add a portion of the filter system to keep the plant running. So that's why those costs are added into there. And then the same with the backwash recovery tank. There's actually some extra cost in there. So there is some of this that could come out if we do not receive any grants, or we at least have to look at it. Any questions?
Just, and I'm not sure with you or with John, where and how this, where we're looking at the salty discharge and that type of thing, the difference between doing it through our water or whether you do it at the end of the wastewater. You know, how that, why we're doing it, you're showing us this way of doing it versus the wastewater. And I know that Justin mentioned that working together with the city and that type of thing. But just to clarify that for commissioners so they understand that as well.
One of the ways you can really guarantee that we would meet the parameters is to do softening at both plants, okay? Or soften the water at the waste treatment plant. But if you spend the money there, customers don't receive any of the benefit of the soft water. So that's why they're looking at us doing part of it instead of them having to deal with it at the end. But there's a possibility that they would do a portion. Let's say they had to do 10% of their stream. That might be cost effective compared to us doing all of it.
Okay.
because our, in one of the slides, you can see the cost comparison. You know, it's quite a bit.
Madam Chair, to expand on that a little further on that question, that last graph there that's circled, you know, do nothing, where do we end up? And those are our choices. And as Joel indicated, through the modeling that has been looked at, do we proceed with softening today, or do we take this stepwise approach? And based on the modeling that's been done, we can get there. So is it cheaper to have the utility build the softening plants, or our customers financially ahead putting in the softeners? Joel had mentioned the O&M piece, that there's a substantial O&M increase to us. Joel, I don't remember that number, but our present budget is about $2 million, and based on the modeling, it would be about doubled. There was an additional $2 million, wasn't it?
It was actually just $2.3 million just in operating cost alone for the softening plants.
So if we can meet the salty discharge parameters without having to build the treatment plants, that by far will be the most cost-effective approach to addressing the discharge limits that the city has. So that's why we're proposing this. In addition to that, Corolla, Vinny Hart was up. We also submitted the modeling and the report over to the city's engineer, Mike Gerberts with Donahue. He was at the meeting. He also had taken the time to review and concurs with the modeling. Feels very comfortable that if we get buy-in from the community, that we are going to be so close to meeting those parameters that we shouldn't need a treatment plant for softening of the entire system. Two things, one, and Joel didn't mention one, we can move forward with either softening at the wastewater treatment plant, as Joel indicated, with a proportion just to meet the limits, or we can go back and soften at the front end. And the other thought that was part of the discussion, that we will be so close that we can probably ask for a variance and receive it. So. There's probably one more piece. Joel referenced the comprehensive water treatment plan that the city had adopted. The city developed that plan about 3 years ago is when they adopted it, and that plan was approved by PCA and EPA in the process of issuing their permit to operate the plant. And they have a 20-year window that they were given to meet the salty discharge because the community just built and they're in the process of paying for the wastewater treatment plant. Very unusual. Wilmer's probably the only community, or I think is the only community at this point in time, with a 20-year window to meet the salty discharge parameters. So we have time on our side here, but we have to continue to proceed forward, because every 5 years, I believe it's five, or is it three, five?
5 years.
Yeah, every 5 years, there are benchmarks that have to be made towards achieving this goal. So as long as we can stay on those benchmarks and meet those between the efforts on the city part and the efforts on our part, we can continue with the water management plan as approved here 3 years ago.
Madam Chair, just a couple questions. First, so what we're saying is that the implementation of the higher efficiency softeners would be the best scenario? If we could do that?
If we can do that. If there's a couple parts to the high efficiency softener with bypass. The with bypass means that a portion of the water does not go through that softener.
Okay.
So currently a softener now generates it down almost zero parts hard, or at least zero grains. Okay, we would say that it would be 100 parts hard after the softener. Okay, that number comes from if we would implement chemical softening at our treatment plants, that's roughly the hardness the water would be coming out of there. Okay, it's less corrosive for the pipes, and that's kind of an industry standard.
But this would be an investment on our customer's part to get high-efficiency softeners at a price between, what, $500 and $1,400? I forget what was in the package. That's all about right?
That's correct, and those would be implemented over the years, so hopefully we would get them through natural attrition of the softeners and the replacement of them. So when they went to replace their softener, they would replace it with a high-efficiency softener.
With the potential of maybe a rebate from...
Possibly.
Okay. The second question that I have is, okay, so let's say we don't go down that road and we end up softening at the water treatment plant. So if that's done, then getting to the next slide where you show the additional cost just for what we're doing, the capital cost for the softening is over and above that $9.1 million. These costs here are over and above the one slide that had the $9.1 million.
This one.
If we did a stepwise approach, if we decide we're not going to go with the softeners and we build softeners at the treatment plants, we wouldn't spend the 9.2. We'd probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 or 6. We would leave out the acid treatment and additional buildings. Those are all tied to grants to work toward the salty discharge parameters.
Okay.
If we choose to soften the plant water, that'll change. The 9.1 will change. It'll go down.
Okay. And then one more question. I'm sorry I've got all these questions on this, but I looked at the slides and sometimes it's better to talk to somebody about it. So if we soften at the water treatment plants, do customers need softeners at home?
It gets back to the width bypass. If we soften at the treatment plants, it will roughly come out at about 100 to 120 parts per million hardness. If a person at home decides they want to continue with the zero, they would soften at home.
Okay.
Most people would not. In fact, the vast majority would not soften at home, but some may.
Okay.
Commissioner Holtz. And that's one of the challenges that we have at this point in time. Do we go right to softening at the water treatment plant versus the stepwise approach? And through the modeling process of our options and looking at costs, it appears that it's obtainable to meet our discharge through the process that's identified here, and it's also the most cost-effective solution if we meet it. However, we are running the challenge or the risk that once you get to the end of our stepwise approach there, that if we are not at the levels that we need to be, that we're going to end up with a softening plant yet to some degree, whether it be out at the wastewater treatment plant or at the front end of our wells, of our water treatment plant. So
how do we monitor, is there a way to monitor that? Monitor the progress of getting this transition done within our period of time?
The wastewater treatment plant currently tests the water coming in for the parameters, and as we would make these changes, you should see the changes and we should be able to monitor the progress. And that's what EPA does every 5 years when they redo their permit. We will basically get updates. As we make improvements, we will know.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate the answer.
Anything else? Thank you.
Got the detail on that. Any other questions at this time? Any of the commissioners with this? It will be, starting off the public education with this will be a big portion. And if I'm understanding this correct, by going towards this, spending it for that 9.2 allows us probably a better chance of getting grants than if we don't go that way. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
One more question. I think it was mentioned in the documents that we received, but what was the timeline for looking to secure some kind of grants?
hopefully in 2018.
Okay.
Because some of them you can't apply for until January 2018, so depending on how fast we can get information.
Okay, thank you.
So, anything else that you want to add at this point, John?
Yeah, Madam Chair, not at this time, unless there's additional questions from the Commission.
On any of those costs, and that was good for the breakdown there that you received as well. So at this point, our next step would be to approve the grant research in the timetable that we have listed there.
Madam Chair, I would offer a motion to approve having staff move forward with that grant research process and the timetable.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion been made and second to approve the grant research and the timetable that has been shown to us. Is there any further discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Then we'll move on to the approved of the Open Systems International, the proposal for the Scandia system upgrade. And so I'll look at, Justin mentioned it, and I'll look at John for a little bit more revision there and explanation.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. If you don't mind, we have Jaron Smith in attendance here today. I'll turn it over to Justin to provide the details and an update from the last meeting.
Justin or Jaron?
I'm sorry. Jaron Smith is in attendance.
It was Jay something, you know.
I apologize. Jaron, would you please provide the details?
We presented or received a quote from Open Systems International for a SCADA upgrade a couple of weeks ago, and there were a couple questions on a few of the hardware components. The pricing didn't quite line up with the descriptions. We got back with OSI, and they revised their quote mainly by updating the descriptions of what was actually included with the quote. And when we went out to the actual manufacturers of that hardware, the pricing lined up then once we got that new description. So with that said, we do have a quote that I am happy with, and I recommend that we get the base quote along with options 4, 5, and 6, and those are detailed. Sorry, I don't get the iPad there, so I gotta pull it up.
Want me to put it on the big screen, Jaron?
Just got it. So okay. The base quote is basically all the programming and implementation that OSI provides. Option 4 is the training for 2 people. Option 5 is an uninterruptible power supply that maintains that the computers stay up and running when we do lose power. It's essential to get the power back on. And then the option 6 is the workstations. We pulled those out of the base quote just so that we could get itemized pricing on them. But we found that the pricing that we could get ourselves is very consistent with what OSI provides. So I would recommend that we let OSI handle the procurement of the workstations. And that would be a total of $99,767.60. Answer any questions that you may have.
Well, I just heard you say a word regarding workstations. Is this not just upgrade of what we currently own?
Yeah, so the SCADA system itself is comprised of several different components. There's 2 servers that store all the information and process all the data, and then there's 3 workstations, which are essentially computers that the operators and employees, staff use to interact with that information that's on the servers.
Okay. So that's your recommendation that the 4, 5, and 6 be accepted as well as the base quote?
That's correct.
Uh, questions at this time for Jordan from the commission? Otherwise, I'd look for a resolution to approve the SCADA system upgrade at this time, as provided along with the staff recommendation of accepting options 4, 5, and 6.
I'd offer a resolution to approve the proposal for the SCADA upgrade, including options 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, thank you. Second?
I'll second that.
Second by Zach. Motion, or the resolution for accepting that, the revised proposal and the staff recommendations. Is there any further discussion at this time? Hearing none, I'll let you take roll call, Beth.
Commissioner Holtz?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Lahmer?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
Mabou?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth. We'll go on to the schedule for the 2018 budget. Boy, that time goes, it helps, it flies, doesn't it? It's time for the next budget already. Well, you take care of that, Denise.
Thank you. As you'll see in the attached schedule, this week we're starting to work on the budget process. We'll be getting worksheets out to each of our staff. Going through the budget, we plan to have a preliminary budget prepared and meet with the planning committee the week of August 24th, and then finalize it that following week, and we have an extra week cushion in there in case some changes need to be made, and get commission approval around about September 17th, September 11th, and then get it to city for approval. As last year, the reason the schedule is bumped up so much is the attachment O, our estimated for next year, needs to be filed by October 1st. So having this budget completed and approved and finalized helps us to get those numbers compiled and into MISL for our preliminary attachment O for next year.
Well, it's laid out in front of you. A bunch of work to do, it looks like to me.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Denise, thanks for the update on that. I know because we had to move this last year due to the attachment O, the city was kind of, they weren't prepared, I don't think, or ready for it that early. Are they, I assume, aware this time that we're coming in earlier than usual and perhaps better prepared on their end?
Yeah, we've talked to them about it. We'll be getting it on the agenda probably sooner rather than later this year as well. And having gone through it 1 year, obviously, makes them a little more familiar with the new process as well.
Okay, thank you.
I do have one question, some concern, as we just learned about the salty discharge, that's water and that type of thing, and the comment that you made in that meeting was, according to the schedule, we should run an increase to the rates. I'm not sure if that was a topic that we can just defer to the planning committee at the next meeting, because I would consider that would take, have an impact on the budget as we go forward.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, from a staff level, we've been discussing the rate study that was completed. Last year, when budgets were approved, we did cash flow projections, both on the water and wastewater side, based on the data we had at the time. And both the electric and the water, our cash flow statements continue to support the rate increases that were identified in the rate study. And last year, the Planning Committee, along with the Commission, at the end of our budget cycle, approved the EAA and requested that we continue to work on the water treatment plant and hone in on the numbers that we had at that time regarding costs for that. And then our rate increases will be addressed this year in a timely manner so that we would have the rates approved by the city prior to January 1st. So the commission, starting with the planning committee, will be presented that information along with our preliminary budget here in 6 weeks or so.
Okay.
In August here. We'll have that in there. Denise will have the cash flow projections put together like last year, showing what our deficit is, as well as the additional revenue that would be generated with different percentage or different dollar amounts of increases, both on the electric and on the water side. So,
it's. Do you have questions, Zach? Okay. It's always, there's plenty of ways to spend our money and how we get it, and so it will be important as we look forward to that part, so we are having what we can have on hand and not get behind it. And always when you talk about 20 or 10%, that's, you know, it's a big increase, I think, when we come to our dollars, and it sounds like that you'd be working towards that to share with the public may not be quite as detrimental to getting approval and from our customers.
Madam Chair, on that note, that is correct. The rate study that was completed in 2014 indicated an additional 10 and 10. And as staff, we've been talking about, is there a way that we can accomplish what we need financially without having impacts to that extent? You know, rather than having two, we'll be looking at, you know, can we do it in 3 or 4 years to get there? So that'll be part of options or alternatives that we can look at, you know, our options to getting there.
Yeah. Good looking at the consumer's pocketbook there and that way. Okay. Thank you very much, Denise, for that. And we know you will be busy from here on out, for busier than ever going forward here. And then we'll go to the general manager's report, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have a Labor Committee meeting that's not scheduled yet, but we'll be pushing out a date for that shortly here. Hopefully within the next week, we'll need to meet again to talk about power plant staffing, what staff is recommending that we do with our vacant positions, as well as creating some additional new positions, along with a severance package for our power plant staff so that we can retain our employees until January or July 1st of 2020. So that'll be coming out, so please watch for that. And then, as Denise indicated a little bit earlier, we'll be pushing out the budget meeting when we get into August as well for the Planning Committee. So unless there's additional questions, that would be my general manager's report.
Okay, any questions of John from the Commission? Okay, anything else to come before the Commission today?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Beth had sent out an email with a link to the audio of the webinar for public utility governance webinar that was held last week, July 5th, I believe, the date when that was. Just encourage everybody to, if you have a chance, take and listen to that audio. We weren't able to get the slides from that, but we do have the audio recording. It's very well put together and a lot of information on board evaluation and board participation. So,
thank you, Bruce. That was one I was going to come to when grandkids didn't allow it, so I didn't get here. So that'll be good to spend the time to look at that. Thank you. Anything else to come before the Commission? Our business is done. Meeting adjourned.
Can we have a moment?